clarifying some things around telepathy and why it is not widely used on Earth. Hello. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of February 2, 2025. Today I feel the need to clarify some things, or concepts that I noticed people have not understood yet, and if not properly explained may continue to cause problems. First of all, I do not know or remember what my predecessors said about this in the past, so please know that I can only be responsible for what I say, and if it conflicts with the information of others, well, so be it, that is not my fault. Everything I tell you here comes from direct research or empirical experience, and I do my best to be as accurate as possible. I do not know what intentions or what ideas my predecessors had at the time they may have explained these subjects or any other ones, and I do not know if they were misinformed, in any case. One of the subjects I'd like to clarify is telepathy. First of all, telepathy is not a human Lyrian quality that has been removed by genetic engineering, by Anunnaki, and, or reptilian overlords. In my data, all those Sumerian subjects, although they may be elaborate and very credible, are only more ancient texts written to control the people. They are only more of the same complicated stories designed to lessen the human spirit, and have it as much under the control of the planetary overlords as possible. It is the ideas and the belief systems people hold which limit their own capacity, especially when it comes to mental abilities. It is the repetitive conditioning humans on Earth have been exposed to that limits their mental and therefore telepathic capacity. Everyone can be telepathic and is so in one or another degree. The problem why the people cannot make full use of it is because of the strong unconscious belief system programming that they have. They believe that they cannot be telepathic to a very deep unconscious level, so simply wanting to send a telepathic message is not enough, as deep down they will be expecting it not to work, even though they convince themselves that it will. It is as if they had an inaudible little voice behind their heads sabotaging all their efforts, so even when they convince themselves that they can send a telepathic message, the end result is that they cannot, which breeds a lot of frustration and doubt about the existence of the phenomenon itself. This is except for some light bursts of telepathic experiences that come up from time to time, and in the simplest of forms, such as predicting when a telephone will ring, among other similar examples. On the other hand, people, human Lyrians outside Earth, do not have such programming, and they have been trained to see telepathy as something natural, useful, and easy to control, and this is the result of simple practice together with a mental idea that it works. Telepathy is to me a clear example of a kind of astral projection, because it is the result of manipulating etherical mental energy, even though some people have tried to explain it away in a scientific materialistic way, using theories like particle entanglement and so on. Telepathy is part of who you are, and it is the result of your deepest unconscious belief systems, and it is not the result of where you may physically be. Therefore, you do not develop telepathic abilities simply by leaving planet Earth, although there are some things which may propitiate its development. Earth's culture and society are immersed in a frequency soup that does not propitiate telepathy. This became a much worse problem with the advent of electromagnetic waves used for communication, for example, microwaves and other high-energy frequencies, all of which end up being destructive to the much weaker and much more subtle telepathic frequency ranges. But even before such technological devices existed on Earth, the very nature of the dense, thick, and pasty reality that is lived there works against telepathic communication. I mean that, not, Being telepathic is part of the human experience on Earth, and it is part of the Matrix itself and its rules and laws. The dense physical experience of living on Earth makes souls rely more on physical means to communicate, which are the direct manipulation of matter and its causality, for example using vocal cords which move audible air, all to the detriment of more subtle communication methods. Even the most advanced stellar human Lyrian cultures use a combination of spoken words, with telepathy, where at least most of those words are charged with a more expanded and precise meaning than the ones commonly used on Earth. This is because although full telepathic communication is not only possible but common, it is still more economic in mental power to use a delivery method, a mule of sorts, to convey a message, therefore spoken words are still preferred as a communication method. You cannot simply telepathically charge written words, using only your intention, as there is nothing to convey the added telepathic information, as it must come actively from your mind, and this is a fact to remember on Earth and off-planet as well. This means that whatever you write, while being off-planet and on Earth, must be as clear as possible, regardless in what civilization you may be in. Leaving planet Earth does favor the development of telepathy, first of all, because the subject will no longer be under the direct destructive influence of all the frequency soup in which they were immersed, and secondly, because the subject would be living among highly telepathic people, who look exactly as they do. This will bring the subject to realize to a very deep unconscious level, and by observation, that telepathy is not only possible, but it is being used all the time by all the subject's friends. This forces the subject to rewrite its belief system, simply because of evidence saturation that contradicts the former idea that telepathy was not possible. There is also a lot of talk about the Earth's moon transmitting destructive frequencies which force people to live in a very materialistic manner, where only what is experienced through its five or six senses is what is real, and everything else is not. I am on the fence with this one as I do not see any lunar frequency interference as such, although there may be some truth to it as it is the main machine that transforms part of the magnetosphere of planet Earth into a vicious radiation barrier zone called the Van Allen radiation belts, which can be directly related to the famous dome that covers the planet, as depicted by many people on Earth, especially Flat Globus. The resulting low frequency dominating the planet that is under such low frequency radiation belts may result in a dominant frequency that may be destructive to being able to perceive more subtle energies, such as the ones used in telepathy. In my opinion, the lack of telepathic abilities of humans on Earth is more the result of socio-cultural upbringing, and much less the one of being victims to an electromagnetic soup. I can say this because while being on Earth, Taygetan operatives do not lose their telepathic abilities as would be expected. In my case, I arrived on Earth at a very young age, and I did not lose my telepathic abilities either, yet I can share something interesting here, because even though I did not lose any of them, I stopped using my telepathic abilities as I aged, simply because I saw no use for them, because most, if not all the people around me did not have that ability. Except for my mom, so yes I did continue to use it with her, although I clearly felt, and knew, that we were different from the rest of the people surrounding us. This means that as I noticed that people did not respond to my telepathic messages, I simply switched to behaving just as the rest of the people around me, virtually forgetting about telepathy, just about entirely. This is why I am so convinced that people on Earth do not have telepathy as the result of a socio-cultural upbringing and not as the result of any genetic editing rubbish. Then there is another telepathic aspect which I can use here to illustrate my point. Even when I was not using or transmitting any telepathic information, for example, while in my classroom, I was receiving clear telepathic noise coming from the people around me, who unknowingly transmitted their mental ideas, feelings, emotions, and so on, all in a chaotic, disordered manner, as they were not aware they were doing so. I quickly learned to filter that mental noise by simply not paying any attention to it, yet a lot of it remained as I did see it as valuable information for me, such as seeing through the real intentions of people who surrounded me, such as teachers or the principal, as I was sent to her office quite often. I was quite rebellious, you know me. Yet, nowadays, while I remember what information I could read from their minds, today I can relate it to other forms of interpreting people, such as reading their body language, facial expressions, and even subtle variations in the tone they use in their words. So, even in my case, I could dismiss reading their minds telepathically, in favor of a more mundane explanation as to why I knew more about those people than what would be expected, such as the resulting conclusions I came up with, by adding body language, vocal tones, facial expressions, and so on. Yet, even observing those other aspects, I now know and remember that I could see through people to a degree that exceeds simple body language and expression reading. My point is that on Earth, with all the cultural programming about what is possible and what is not, as well as the reasons why something exists or is achieved, in this case, mind reading, is quickly attributed to mundane, explainable reasons, and not to telepathy, although it is there in the face of the people of Earth. As usual, telepathy is the result of years of practice, and of being immersed in a culture that accepts and uses it. Everyone is telepathic, even though most of the time it is explained away using other reasons, or simply as the result of chance or coincidences. People on Earth are as telepathic as any other, yet they have lost their ability to sense it, to use it, and to realize what is, and what phenomenon is not the result of it. As I said above, even I stopped using it while I was immersed in that culture, then what is to be expected of people who have not used it actively for generations? Yet it is there, and has always been present among the human population. All they need is to retrain their minds to be more perceptive to subtle messages, and stop dismissing them as the result of simple hunches, or unfounded ideas and emotions. Listen to your intuition. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.